In Siman Tov Kuf Zayin, we're up to Siv Dalid, and that's what we'll be doing today. Tanur Shenofa Latocho Mitiyah Chatit. Now, the oven, we're going to see later, we are referring to the ovens that they used to use, where what they would do is the oven was, they called it a pot, it was an oversized pot. They would fill the bottom of it with coals to get it hot. They would plaster the dough onto the walls of that pot, and that's where it would bake. So, Tanur Shenofa Latocho Mitiyah Chatit. A piece of wall, the plaster off the wall, fell into your oven. Imafshir Lefos V'litzpos below Grifa. If you can bake in it without taking out the that piece of plaster, V'lo Yischare Chapas, and the bread is not going to burn, O Hatzli, or whatever you're roasting, also Legofo, so you're not allowed to remove it because it's mukta. That piece of plaster off the wall had no use even on yantif, so it's mukta. Therefore, it's usur to remove it. Whereas, if the level of the level of the coals is getting a bit high, and you're afraid that it's going to touch the edges of the bread and it'll burn a little bit, what you're allowed to do is just push everything down. That's less of a tiltul. That chazal were matter. Even if the bread wouldn't burn mamish, if the coals touch it, it would just not be as, it would not be just the way you wanted it. And what you could do is, if there's some plaster in there, you can do that also. You can just push it down. And the truth of the matter is that the Eish and the Eifer are not muktzah altogether. And there's no reason why you can't do that except that. There's a chash that if you go and sweep out the coals, that you're going to be over on kibui. So that's why they're only matir to push them down and not to take them out. It seems like the Rambam holds that even if all you have in there is ash, it's still usur. And the reason being, the Mishnah Berurah says, either because it's some kind of tikkun or it's a tircha shelo letzorech. Aval, im yesh betirch shenof letochu kdei lecharech epasa watzli. What happens if that plaster that fell into it can actually burn the bread? Im hoya nogea behem, if it touches it. Afal bishabalo grifa, hoya efsholefas velitzlos bo, even though you can bake there. It's just that the parts of it that you have plaster in are going to burn. Kevon shayim ischarech, since the bread won't be as good, mutul lagorfo, the choshev tiltul litzorach. The halacha is that there you're allowed to take it out, meaning if you have plaster that's going to ruin the bread, this is tiltul muktzah litzorach ochel nefesh mamish, which is mutter. Now it says, now, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out. The heter of tiltul muktza letzorach ochel nefesh mamish is only where you couldn't have done it beforehand, like here where the plaster fell in on Shabbos. But in a case where you could have done the tiltul muktza before yontif, and you didn't, then the halacha is that they were not matir tiltul, even though it's letzorach ochel nefesh. V'davka b'tanun sholem shi'im adapkim apas svivam vein srichim legarfam. It's only in their ovens where the bread is put on the sides and the fuel is put on the bottom. So the only reason why you should have to ever sweep it out is because some plaster fell in there. Aval tanurim shalanu, whereas our ovens. Our ovens is referring to the good old ovens like the matzah ovens of today, where what you do is you heat up the oven by filling the floor of the oven with coals. And then, after the oven is good and hot, you sweep away the coals and you put the food where the coals used to be. Kivin shi'ef shalefas ben below grifa, since there's no way of baking on them without sweeping out the coals, muta lagarfa mei for megacholim. So you're allowed to sweep them from the ash and the gacholim. V'afal pi shu mechaba, even though it's a psik reshet to kibui, even though you're going to end up extinguishing some of the fire. Why is that? Ef shebelokein, because it's impossible otherwise. Ukeshem shemuter lahavir letzorach ochel nefesh, kach muter lechabos letzorach ochel nefesh. The same way that for ochel nefesh mamish, you're allowed to burn. Similarly, you're allowed to extinguish a fire. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that in a large oven, where you do not have where you put the coals on one side and you can bake on the other side, there's no need to sweep them. So there it would be usur. Now the Mechaber brings a raya to the fact that kibui is mutal tzarach ochel nefesh, and he says vareze kemeniach basar al gacholim v'chein nagu. You're allowed to put meat directly on coals, even though it does kibui, because that's ochel nefesh mamish. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings the Gra, who brings the Rif's girsa, where the Rif holds that when you put meat on coals, it is not kibui, and that kibui is not mutal letzorach ochel nefesh. So according to the Gra, there'd be a big makom to be machmir and not to kibui letzorach ochel nefesh. Just the Mishnah Berurah has a problem with it, because the Rosh brings that girsa of the Rif, that there's no kibui when you put a meat on the coals, and yet the Rosh paskins that it is mutter to do kibui letzorach ochel nefesh. So we see that the two are not really dependent on one another.